Okay, let's move to the top of the calendar now and start with House Bill 1020, revise the term of retention of certain records by insurers and to require certain delivery receipts to be forwarded to an insurer. Is Randy?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Randy Moses, Division of Insurance. House Bill 1020 does a couple different things. First of all, we're in the process of moving to a five-year record retention requirement for all of our licensees. We did part of it last year. This continues the process for far as the delivery receipts are concerned. And it also does one other thing, and it kind of addresses a problem that we had uncovered, and that is the current law requires if you're not going to send the policies by mail, like the life and health policies, that if you're delivering in person, there also have to be delivery receipt. Unfortunately, when they're being delivered by agents, they're not always sent back to the insurance company, so the insurance company knows that they actually been delivered. And secondly, they don't really know the date of delivery for sure if the delivery receipt doesn't get to the company, so they don't know when the free look period starts and ends. And unfortunately, there's a few problem agents out there that don't do a good job of keeping track, delivering their policies, etc. And we even ran across situations where I went into an agency and found drawers full of policies and delivery receipts, etc. And the company really wasn't keeping track because they didn't have to. Now, with this passes, the insurance companies will be required to get copies of those delivery receipts, so they'll know the policies have been delivered, and they'll know when they were delivered, and you know when people's free look period starts and ends. So we would encourage your support and glad to answer any questions.
Are there any questions, Randy? If not, thank you very much, Randy. Are there further proponents of House Bill 1020? Are there opponents of House Bill 1020? If not, we'll close it to committee discussion or committee action on House Bill 1020.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator McCracken.
Would move due pass on HB 1020.
Second.
Pass, seconded by Senator Whiting. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of House Bill 1020, go on the floor of the due pass. Vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Hold.
Aye.
Cranton.
Aye.
Levesky.
Aye.
Whiting.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Munson.
Aye.
7-0.
Senate or House Bill 1020 will go to the floor with a due pass.
Move consent.
Consent.
Second. Is there any opposition to consent? We'll move consent.